This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 2nd August 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a sunny afternoon across Israel, with clear skies in Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, and Haifa. A perfect day to enjoy the outdoors, with warm temperatures making it ideal for a stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, Senior Minister Eli Cohen says Israel will not halt attacks in Gaza as 9 are reported killed in IDF strikes. This comes from the Times of Israel earlier today. Also, Saudi Arabia and Middle Eastern neighbors are urging Iraq to control Iranian-backed militias. This news comes to us from the Jerusalem Post earlier this hour. Also this hour, Gulf states are divided over a cancelled U.S. military strike on Iran. The UAE calls for more action, while Saudi Arabia urges restraint, according to Ynet, coming in now. Separately, President Trump reveals he cancelled a planned joint assault on Iran with Israel following a request from Saudi Arabia. This report is from The Forward, earlier today. And finally, according to I24N, EWS, Gulf states are split on Iran's strategy, with Saudi Arabia pushing for de-escalation. Reaction has been swift on social media. Aviva Klompas reports just minutes ago that American Airlines has extended its suspension of flights to Israel until March 27, 2027. Meanwhile, I24N, EWS English, reports that the Gulf states remain divided over Iran's strategy, with differing approaches between Saudi Arabia and the UAE. Finally, the Times of Israel reports that 6 religious Jews were arrested for disturbing the peace at St. James Monastery in Jerusalem's Armenian Quarter. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Gaza, the Times of Israel reports Eli Cohen confirmed Israel's military operations continue. The strikes reportedly targeted Hamas positions, resulting in casualties, including children. This development raises concerns over the humanitarian impact on Gaza's civilian population. Turning to the regional tensions, the Jerusalem Post highlights Saudi Arabia's diplomatic pressure on Iraq. Iranian-backed militias allegedly use Iraq as a base for attacks on neighboring states. This situation may strain Iraq's relations with its neighbors and could impact regional stability. Meanwhile, Ynet reports on the divided Gulf states following a cancelled U.S. military strike on Iran. The UAE seeks stronger U.S. intervention, while Saudi Arabia prefers reopening diplomatic channels. This disunity may complicate future negotiations with Iran. Separately, The Forward details President Trump's decision to call off a joint military operation with Israel on Iran. Saudi Arabia's plea for restraint influenced this decision. This withdrawal may affect U.S.-Israel relations and alter the geopolitical landscape regarding Iran. Finally, I24N EWS adds that the split in Gulf state strategies on Iran reflects broader regional tensions. Saudi Arabia's call for de-escalation contrasts with the UAE's demand for action, highlighting differing priorities in the region. On the economic front, first, CTech reports that despite some tech giants cutting jobs, Palo Alto Networks and Nvidia are hiring hundreds in Israel. These companies continue to value skilled engineers as AI changes industry demands. Separately, Globes provides a look at recent real estate transactions in cities like Jerusalem and Ra'anana. This activity indicates a steady demand in the housing market across Israel. And finally, according to Israel Hayom Business, the number of tech workers seeking employment in Israel has tripled since AI advancements. This trend raises concerns about the future of tech employment and skills adaptation in the country. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 8 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.